Welcome to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast, a podcast for online digital creators, course developers, coaches, and ebook creators sharing tips and strategies for you to supersize your business, your results, and your life. You're with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. So my fellow Business Platinum podcast listeners, today could go down as one of the most valuable lessons we've ever done on our podcast. And we've done many. If you haven't listened to them, go look at our back catalog. But today we're going to take the mystery and the pain out of developing your own online courses, trainings, workshops, webinars, things that you need to be doing that you probably think are much harder than they really are. Look, most people tend towards fear when it comes to creating their own online course or workshop. You know, they think about things like, you know, do I know enough to teach someone else? Why will other people listen to me? What will I teach? Right? What is the topic? What kind of advice could I possibly have that other people are going to want to hear? Do I have to talk on camera? Do I have the right equipment? What are the systems required to do this? Do I have to be like a TV star? Do I have to be a professional or a professional speaker? It must take weeks or months. That's what people think in their head. And that's why the vast majority of people, even people, you know, that have a wealth of knowledge and have a wealth of charisma, don't actually sit down and put out their own courses or trainings. And they're missing out. They're missing out big time. Okay, so what I'll teach, okay, is just a simple four-step process that will take you through creating your own online courses. Look, let me just tell you a backstory. When I started this business online, it was back over 20 years ago. And the main products at that point in time were written products, right? So ebooks and digital reports and home workshops and things like that. Video programs, and I did some of them back then, were extremely tough because, look, you didn't have cell phones with cameras at that time. What you had to do is go out and buy a $600 to $1,000 camera to start, and you had to figure out how to use it. And in those days, the memory cards were expensive, and they didn't hold a whole lot. And then you had to figure out a way to get that video onto your computer. And then you had to buy special video editing software because Windows didn't come with it, and it really wasn't something that you could get readily. You had to pay thousands of dollars or bounce from trial to trial. And then when you edited it all down, file sizes were huge. And then where do you put it, right? Your hosting options were really slim to none, and they were expensive. And then, of course, what kind of software was there to display the course? And that was even tougher. And there was only a small handful of opportunities out there. And again, very expensive. Well, all of that has changed today. And all of that has made, you know, every one of those problems that I just explained is gone. It's literally right at your fingertips. And so let me take you through the four-step process. The first thing you're going to need to solve, and the question you may have in your mind before you create your course is, what will you teach, right? Most people think they have to be a super expert at something before they can teach it. But really, let me just share this with you. Start with anything that you're currently learning or that you've learned in a topic that you enjoy, right? Because I've seen people create a course from literally nothing, answering one or two questions about a hobby, about a routine, about a challenge they overcame. So just let me give you some examples. If you love working out and you've learned some things about working out, then share that with people. What have you learned? Maybe it's only three or four things, but it doesn't matter. As long as you've got some help to get someone from where they are today to where they want to be, and you're further along, it's going to be helpful for them, and they're going to want to pay you because it's just, yes, the material's out there, but it's confusing, and they want someone they can trust to get a concise, you know, set of information that will get them to a desired outcome, right? So let me come up with some other examples for you. Web design. Are you somebody that's done web design? Are you somebody who's used a platform out there that, you know, maybe it's a Microsoft platform, maybe it's a e-commerce platform like Shopify or Amazon stores, right? Do you know something about that you could help other people with? Maybe it's a hobby like photography or music or art that you've learned something about that you could help people get started with. Maybe you love to travel and you've been to 4 or 5 different countries and you could help people navigate those trips a little bit better. Maybe it's cooking. You have a passion for cooking and you've got a niche, right, where you focused on a Mediterranean cooking or barbecuing or, you know, Southern cooking or whatever it is. And that's your thing. And you can share with people who are just starting out in that particular type of cooking. Maybe you've had to overcome a medical challenge or another challenge, a relationship challenge in your life, a parenting challenge. Those are all potential topics where you know some things just because you've been through it, you've learned it, you're interested in it, you continue to learn. That's the kind of topics. Look, everyone, I'm convinced, I have yet to have someone that we put through our course over at 30dayproductprofit.com that has not had at least one topic, and most people have many topics, where they already have enough knowledge and where they're learning each week enough to continue to develop courses, right? So look at what you already know. Don't skim it. And just because you're not an expert yet, nobody is, right? As long as you're 2 or 3 steps ahead of where the basic person is, you've got enough to launch your own course. Okay, so start small, teach one lesson. Just put one helpful lesson together where you've helped someone go from where they are today to towards an improved outcome. That's what people are really looking for. Okay, so that's it for a topic. Now, what do you do next? Well, you put together a 3 to 5 step answer system, right? A question and answer system for someone to apply to get close to the desired outcome. What are 2 or 3 things that you could help them to progress towards their desired outcome? That's really all you need, right? That in itself gives you 3 to 5 modules of a course with an introduction and a conclusion. You've got the makings of a $47.97, even $197 course right there. So next, what do you do? Well, what I would recommend you do is you start by taking one helpful lesson or hint and you package it into a 3 to 5 page report or a 5-minute video lesson, just a very high level video lesson on one of the tips. What you're really trying to do is create a lead generation, a free module that you can now start to spread around through forums, discussions, online groups, social media, and have people subscribe to that giveaway, that lead generation tool. Like I said, it could be a single video. It could be a video that's hosted on YouTube. It could be a video that's hosted on your own site. It could be a 3 to 5 page PDF guide that you write up in WordPress. It could be a report. It could be a mini course where you put together 1 or 2 modules of a mini course, but you're giving this away as step one of the dating process to get people to know you and build a relationship, because the next step, and that's step number 4, is we're going to work towards teaching a 45 minute to 1 hour session. And 45 minutes, by the way, is plenty. And what you want to do is you want to start testing. This is your beta test product. You can sell this. You can sell it for $27, $37. And it can be quite informal. You don't have the whole thing polished at this point. What you do is you have a beta test. You have an outline that you want to spend 45 minutes to an hour with a group of, say, 5 to 10 people in your target market to test your system, right? And have people give you feedback. And what you want to do is you want to run through that 3 or 4 times with test groups, and you pull those from your leads, right? You bring somebody in on a word lead, teach them one lesson, and then you tell them, look, I got an expanded version of this where I can help you even more. I can give you more lessons. I can give you more personal support if you jump on my live training this week on Thursday night, and it will be, 45 minutes to an hour. You'll have the ability to ask questions, etc., right? And for that, I just ask for $27 to cover the cost of the training. Look, you will get my experience if you've done a good job of the lead gen, is you'll get up to half of the people that come into your lead generation program opting for that $27, $37 training, that live training. Okay. And you can do that. You can continue to do this for as long as you want, but you don't have to. What you're really trying to do is do it for 3 to 4 times to be able to get the feedback that you need to even make that course tighter and better and target it better. And then what you're going to do as step 5 is you're going to take that course and you're going to upload it as an evergreen product that will continue to run and run and run on a platform. Now, we happen to use New Zendler. Love it. I find it the best platform for overall marketing, creating sales funnel pages, sales funnels to host your course, to be able to manage payment for your courses, all that kind of stuff, and manage members, has a built-in form if you choose to use it, all kinds of cool stuff. That's where we host our stuff. But so that's it, right? It's not complicated. It's something you can work through in a few days to at most a couple of weeks. It's very hands-off. It's not something you should get uptight about at all. Look, take something you know today where you can help someone, right? And come up with that initial lead generation product where you help them using one tip, one tactic, one step on the transformation journey. And then transition those people into a live training where you teach them 3 or 4 more things. And you have a discussion with them. Just look at it that way. You're going to teach them for maybe 20 minutes to a half an hour. Then you have a Q&A session where you can answer questions. And those questions will help you tighten up your material, add things that you didn't know you needed that people wanted to see. And then after the 3rd or 4th time, you're going to record one of those live sessions and that becomes your live course. You can continue to run those if you want to generate income, but you're going to now have a course, a $47.97, $197 course that you can funnel people into, start to collect testimonials and start to expand and help build a sales force around. So now you've got tons and tons of leads coming in and generating revenue from that course. And then you can repeat the whole thing over again, right? So I'm at a point now where I can do one of these a month. Imagine that you've got 4 or 5 of these courses generating ongoing revenue, evergreen, that you've created through this process, and then you just funnel people and leads in while you create the next one. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. I really want to hear your feedback on this one because this is an extremely powerful system. This is something we teach over at 30dayproductprofit.com. It's within the closed environment. I wanted to bring it out a little bit for you because I think it's so powerful, and I think a lot of you out there are listening, you're sitting on a gold mine. You're sitting on a bucket of gold, then you don't even know it because you've got some knowledge in there that people want. All you really need to do is spend a few days packaging it into a system that I just described for you. Go back and listen to this podcast, take notes, and note the 4 to 5 steps that I gave you, and just try it. I guarantee you, if you mix this with some of the marketing techniques that we teach you inside of 30dayproductprofit.com, where you can generate traffic with organically or paid ads, you can really blow up your business and turn this into a very viable side hustle, but also a standalone online business that will replace any income that you have today and beyond. Okay, so head over to hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. That's where we carry these podcasts. We host them on there, and then we give you ample ways to comment and ask any questions you have with it, and we'll answer them in the blog over there in comments. Okay, so if you have questions, comments, I want to hear from you. If you want more material like this, then let us know so that we can produce these for you, okay? So I hope you enjoyed this. Hope you apply the information. I hope this turns you into something massive. I hope this changes your life, okay? We'll be back at you in the next podcast. Bye-bye for now.